We are hanging with Maren Morris at the Greek in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Haven't seen you since?
Stagecoach.
No.
Florida.
Oh,
Key
my
West.
Gosh. Key West. Yeah,
the
that was in
between. Key West.
I know.
How's the pink hair these days?
It comes and goes.
I love the pink hair.
Thank you.
One day I'm gonna just do it. They're gonna go, she's way too old for this. I'm gonna go, I'm just gonna whip it on.
You never are.
I think you're right. I'm just gonna do it.
Rock it.
And last time also you weren't engaged, and I'm looking at your ring, and dude, you are so engaged.
Very engaged.
Dang, girl.
Right a minute.
Hey, that boy did good. Where'd your boyfriend go? Is it a fiance or a fiancé? Do you know?
Fiancé.
Really? Because the French thing, there's an accent that goes somewhere.
Oh, fiancé.
It's on that last E.
If it's a guy?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it's a different for a guy or a girl, I think.
Fiancé, like fiancé. That's just how I say
yeah,
it.
That's, I know. Yeah. I like the t-shirt, too.
Yeah.
Fiancé.
Yeah. I don't know where he went. He's really tired. He flew to here from Nashville today and just to, like, see the show, and then he has to get on a flight and fly to New Jersey early in the morning.
Oh, well, that's a good one to marry.
Yeah. He's committed.
Yeah. Do you have plans to do anything, or are you just going to, like, are you taking it easy for a while before you make plans to get married?
I think we're aiming for the spring to do the actual wedding, but
really?
We're kind of letting it settle right now, I think. We're just enjoying being engaged. I think that's part of the fun.
I think that really is part of the fun.
You don't want to overstress right away and think
nor go all Bridezilla, because you know it's going to happen.
I'm determined to not be that person. I think we're such low-key individuals anyways, so
right.
The wedding has to be a reflection of that, and we just want it to really be for our families and our friends.
How nice.
Yeah.
That's
kind of a party.
A little bit of a contrast in what you go through in your... Well, which is your real life? Is your real life the life off stage or on stage, right? Because the on stage is pretty on for everybody. Yeah?
Yeah, I think I haven't really split the two. I think of myself as, going through different moods. And just when I'm on stage, that's when I'm for sure on. But I still don't feel like I'm putting on a mask or anything. I'm still very much myself on stage.
Yeah, I never feel that. When I see you live, I never go, I don't know, who's that girl? You
right.
know what I mean? Because I usually talk to you before you go on stage, and then which is good, because afterwards I'm like a fangirl.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to. You don't have to back up that.
Well, no, we're all like that. We don't speak English.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. We get all like, oh my God, that was Maren Morris. I'm so glad to drive back to where I wouldn't even be able to look her in the eye. That's a super girl.
No.
No, yeah.
But
yeah.
As of right now, I mean, I know there are a lot of people that are super shy and then they come out of their shell on stage. I kind of feel like I'm. Yeah, I amplify myself, but it's still me.
Right. Now, are you, you are like in demand on this, first the Thomas Rhett thing and now Malhorn. You're going to be on an album?
Yeah, he asked me to be a part of a song called Seeing Blind some time ago, and I sang on it. And he actually came to my set at Stagecoach that day and was just a fan of my album. And so it's cool to finally talk about it.
When you have all these people who want, like, you to be on their projects, how do you get the time, because you're on tour now, and you're working on another album, right?
I'm in the process of writing, yeah.
Right. Where do you get all the time? Are you really, do you have lists? Are you good at keeping time commitments, or do you have it all in your head?
I really am not good at any of that. I'm good at, like, the creative part, but
right.
as far as knowing where I am or what day it is, I just leave that to the people that I hire to help me stay
right.
in line.
I can't afford that, despite I have three people with me. Nobody knows what I'm
you
doing.
You roll deep.
I know, right? I just put it all in my iPhone. That's what I gotta check.
Yeah, me too. I'm really reliant, probably more than I should be, on my phone and my calendar.
Yeah. Have you played the Greek before?
No, this is my first time here, and it's so funny because every time I've been to Griffith Park, I've like hiked to the observatory.
So cool.
And I did it Grammy week, and I did it when I was writing my album, and it's just a really inspiring place up there, and I just didn't even know that the Greek Theater was here in the park.
Really?
So it felt really amazing just to be on that stage last night, because we've done two back-to-back shows here, and
right.
it was just such a great crowd, and I mean, there's not many venues like this that you just look out and see the beauty of where they've decided to put a music venue.
It's been here for so long. I was, 16. And Neil Diamond was playing here. Do you know who he is? He just like turned 70 or something the other day, or 75. And there's no place to park, this whole place, because he had done an album in the 60s called Hot August Night, I think it was the 60s, that was recorded here.
Oh,
and
cool.
So when me and my friend came here, like, I don't know how many years later, to see him here, it was August, and we parked at the observatory and thought, we'll just hike down the hill. And I came sliding down the hill on my bare feet and ended up in ER.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I've got quite the history of the Greek Theater.
Yeah,
hopefully
I would
one
say.
That you don't have. You know, you wear shoes on your set? On the stage?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes, yeah. Okay. I've kind of veered away from super high heels just because I really like moving around on stage and dancing, and it's hard to do that. Even though I'm short, it's hard to do that with the height.
Tumble though, right? I haven't seen.
I've had some close calls.
I fall off of and just walking. I can't do heels at all. This is like I got a quarter inch on. Right? It's like that's daring for me. So.
Yeah. Well, you're tall, so you're lucky. I honestly like I've had some close calls, but I haven't completely eaten it. But I know my day is coming.
All right. So you're onto the flats. All right.
Yeah.
I know that you have a lot going on tonight, so we just want to say thank you so much for letting us be a part of this.
Yeah, it's good to see you as always.
You are such our hero. Play on the album name because
I got it.
I could use a love song. It looks like you're getting your happy ending. We're very happy for you on all counts, Maren Morris.
Thank you.
Maren Morris, everybody.
Yeah.